In a quiet corner of Rzeszów, Poland, on Christmas Day in 1974, a little girl was born, Ewa Małgorzata Kopp. Her first cries filled a world already touched by faith, for her very birth came on the night the church celebrates the light entering the darkness. No one could have known that in just 13 years, her own light would shine so brightly and so briefly that many would come to see in her the reflection of heaven itself. From her earliest days, Eva's heart was turned toward God. Her parents, Zofia and Stefan Kopp, raised their three children in a home where faith was not simply taught, but lived, in prayer before meals, in Sunday Mass, and in daily kindness to others. Those who knew her say that Eva prayed as naturally as she breathed. When she received the first Holy Communion, she wrote three promises, simple but profound. No day without prayer. No Sunday without Mass, always without mortal sin. From that day forward, those words became the rule of a young life. Eva's faith was not loud or showy. It lived in the hidden places, in a gentle smile, her patience with others, and her quiet acts of love. She often gave away her sweets, her small toys, or even a lunch to those who had less. She prayed the rosary daily and loved visiting Marian shrines with her mother. And when she spoke of the future, she dreamt of becoming a nurse or even a missionary, to heal and to serve, especially the poor. Her classmates remembered her as someone who seemed older than her years, peaceful, thoughtful, radiant with something they could not quite explain. In the spring of 1988, when Eva was just 13, she fell suddenly ill. What seemed a simple infection spread swiftly. Within days, sepsis claimed her young life. Her family was devastated, but those who prayed with her at the end said that even in suffering, her peace never left her. She offered her pain quietly, as if she knew it could be united with Christ's own cross. When she died on March 10, 1988, the people of Rzeszów felt that a saint had lived among them. In the years after her death, stories began to spread of people who turned to Eva in prayer, asking her intercession, and receiving comfort or unexpected help. Teachers, friends, and even strangers told how, in moments of trial, they would whisper, "Eva, pray for me," and peace would follow. Many began to visit her resting place, leaving flowers, rosaries, and notes of gratitude. And quietly, among those who remembered her, the hope began to grow that one day the church might recognize officially what so many already felt in their hearts. Eva's heroic life was lived not on grand stages, but in the ordinary, in obedience, in sacrifice, in joy. She showed that holiness is not beyond reach. It is woven into the rhythm of daily life. Her friends recall her saying that to live close to Jesus meant never skipping prayer, never delaying confession, never turning away from love. That simple faith still moves hearts today. Efforts have been made to begin her cause for beatification, to tell the wider world of the saintly child who once walked the Rzeszów streets. More than three decades after her death, Eva's story continues to touch souls. People still visit her grave, lighting candles and asking for her prayers. They speak of finding strength, comfort, and healing through a quiet intercession. Eva Małgorzata Kopp, pray for us.
Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as love.